Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:10 in St. Louis. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Sullivan Vaughn with you, the radio program. Design, Air, Heating, and Cooling sponsor the 7 o'clock hour. Number one train dealer in the West. It's hard to stop a train. On your Four Seasons Penske truck, Captain's Log, yeah. Larry Nickel will be with us at 7:45. Right. Derek Gould will be with us at 8:30 as the Cardinals bring back Jose Oquendo and add Willie McGee to the bench staff. Jose Oquendo, Doug, I got him as a third base coach.
Okay, yeah.
What do you got Willie as?
What do you got Willie?
My favorite player ever.
What role will he fill on that?
My favorite player ever.
The bench coach? Going to help with the base running, the outfielders?
He will be the bench coach. I thought that was Schilt.
He'll be
Schilt
on the bench.
Schilt was third base, now he'll be bench.
Right,
well, now you're back.
If you're not coaching first or third, I guess you're one of the bench coaches.
So we don't know.
There's not just one bench coach.
Well, there's one that has a title of bench coach. Well, and then there's others that fill other roles.
Well, what do you call another
coach sitting on the bench? Okay, so even if you're a starter, when you're not in the field and you're not hitting, you're on the bench, so you're a bench player.
Mm. No, if you're a starter, you're in the game.
No, if you're not a coach, you're on the bench.
If you're not a first or third base coach, then you're on the bench. I guess you'd be one of the bench coaches.
You may step down.
I don't have to step down.
Do it.
So yeah. Already we're at loggerheads over Willie McGee?
No, I just asked a question. What role he'll fill, and then you made up one. Anyone who's not a first or third base coach.
I didn't make up one. They said he was going to help
just
with base running in the outfielders.
We don't know. He may step down.
It's
not really a bench coach. They have a title for that bench coach.
You can text in your thoughts, 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. It spells 855 Cub Talk. That's also how you can call in the appliance discounter phone lines and email in for the Hot Shots email of the day. A Blues Beer Stein presented by Budweiser. Get yours at Scott Trade this Wednesday versus the Calgary Flames. First 12,000 fans that are 21 and up get it. For our email of the month standings presented by Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill, Matt, who bowls at Hanks and Cucky, are now tied at 3 in the October email of the month. Kind of fun because, you know, you got, what, 6 email for the...
That is
one,
fun.
1, 2, 3, 6... And it'll be all decided on All Hallows Eve.
Mm. That's Halloween to the layman.
Right. Right.
That is fun. Fun.
Well, when you have stormy combatants vying and all of them have a chance, you know, it's like the stretch run for the pennant for the postseason push. Who's going to be in the World Series? That's what we got right here.
And what is the prize again for the email of the month? What does a fellow win for that?
Seamuster?
$100 gift card to Hot Shots, I believe.
There you go.
Oh, that's a nice
Thank
gift.
You, Iggy.
That's a very, very nice gift.
Yeah, it's a nice prize, Jack. So, I mean, theoretically, everybody's still available to win, as Matt, who bowls at Hanks and Cucky, just have 3. But with the way these guys are tracking, you'd have to think it's going to be one of those two. Doug, if you had to put your money down on who you think will do it, where would you put your cash?
I think Matt, who bowls at Hanks, has come on strong here lately.
I feel like Cucky's the one that's
I'm with Tim, and I think Cucky... Oh. No, I'm saying, just think about his construction tips. They've gone up in difficulty.
Yeah.
Just wait till he maybe changes out some drywall, puts on a new roof. I think that could be really hot with a stepdad coming in, usually in step 4 through 7 of his construction
tips. Yeah, it is in that range.
I would like tips on crown molding today.
Maybe he'll do that.
Here's the thing
about doing some of that. I'm going to try to do it myself. I would like his tips.
Oh, why do that when Elysium Restoration and Design can do it for you? As a matter of fact, they're doing it for us. Why not have them do it for you at erdstl.com?
Well, maybe I should.
That crown molding is nice.
Boy, it adds a nice touch. You know.
It's a great punt, Tim.
Not the hardest.
I don't understand.
Great punt.
I don't understand.
That's how you say point if you're not educated.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you say nice punt.
Not a real difficult thing to do. I feel like if somebody just showed me how to do it real quick, and if I had that power... nailer that
she's power
the tiny little brads.
Well, you also have to measure it properly. I don't know if you're up to it.
There'd be some measuring involved, sure.
A lot of measuring.
Yeah. Well, again, that's not
because
exactly splitting atoms.
Sometimes the ceiling juts out, like if there's a place where the fireplace is or something, You bet. That's precise measuring right
there. Yeah. Well, I'm willing to learn.
But
how
here's
to do
the
that.
Thing that I don't understand. Maybe you can help me. So you were just on the Matt Who Bowls at Hank's bandwagon. Tim was on the Cucky bandwagon. Okay, two rational points of view. But you've been voting for Cucky, and in your votes for email of the day, kind of overlooking the middle portion of his emails, which are vile.
Well, I'll accept the little vile if there's a construction tip tossed in there with it.
Hello, Cucky.
It says a little something. If there's something to be gained from the email, I'll spot him that.
Because all of a sudden he's talking about how to go ahead and install that crown molding, some measuring tips.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's a sweaty stepdad in
the
equation.
I guess someone's got to help you. It'd be hard for a one-person job. Someone's got to hold it up, I guess. Hold up the other end of the crown molding.
Now, what's it?
It's kind of a tip we could use today.
You know, they call it baseboard. Baseboard is very similar to crown molding, but it's on the floor.
That's correct. That's where it is.
It might even be the same deal,
I'm
but
sure
it's on the floor. They call it
the baseboard.
Baseboard.
Yeah. Come on already. This is nonsense.
Okay.
Gary Kornfeld, the former head coach at the University High School.
Mm-hmm.
My belief is his biggest coaching mistake, of course, is cutting me from the freshman basketball team. I think I'd be with the Mavericks at this point.
You were a feisty little point guard, a distributor.
And he says you cannot do your own crown molding if you went to the University High School. See?
Mm. Well, I didn't go there. The Greg Kirkwood guy, I guess I'm wide open.
You're not
Greg
afraid.
Greg cannot help, but everyone else can.
Right.
You're not afraid to use your hands?
Mm.
We learned that at Brentwood, and maybe Corny did too, because I think we both had Mr. Holman for a shop class.
Doug, did they have Mr. Holman?
I don't know.
Mr. Holman?
I think that was Chaney. Marshall Holman, wasn't it?
I had Mr. Chaney in eighth grade.
Yes, shop class. He was actually a mortician on the weekends.
And he taught you how to do crown molding?
He did all that stuff. I built a hockey net.
He tell you to get rid of the deceased?
How to embalm a body?
Well, people would ask him, Mr. Holman, did you comb any dead people's hair this weekend?
No.
I felt bad for the guy. They made fun of him every day.
I don't think they have a lot of shop classes in school anymore. That's a mistake. It's important to learn how to do some of the basic maintenance, I think. Okay. They don't make kids do that anymore, I don't believe.
In Canton, we'd roll up our, like, we would have four or five volunteers that would, like, roll their cars up.
And
they would change, or, like, they would show us how to change oil and things like that. Like, that was part of, like, we had, like, a mechanics class.
That's
and
a good
like that.
Thing, though. That's a life skill you'll have forever. You're actually learning something tangible.
Yep. I saw some of the pictures they were tweeting at the renovation at that Ladue High School. Holy moly. Someone sent me a picture of their pottery studio with the biggest kiln I've ever seen. I thought to myself,
really?
If I could turn back the clock and be in high school, I'd go there.
Why don't you go and teach pottery?
It's a great idea, Doug. I don't really have much of a response.
Okay.
That's Doug, I'll do your crown molding if you do my brown molding. It's in the Hipster of Tower Grove South.
Who? Hipster of Tower Grove South. I didn't care for that.
Gist, Monty.
He just got himself suspended. He's wondering, well, how long? Well, it'll last a period of 2 days' time. And if he's wondering if there's any record of it, indeed there is, because his name is going into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension logule.
But you laughed, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to be honest.
Well, at first I thought, oh, good, I got somebody to help me with the molding. He said, what?
Yeah, brown molding.
Different deal.
Yeah, it hit me there a little later.
Plowboy, I went to a West County public school, so I don't know how to change my own oil. Can I stop by the studio and you do it for me? I'll bring snacks. That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while, but I think I could, once I get in there, I think I'd be able to do
it. Have you ever done it?
I did it a couple times when I first started driving, thinking that that was the cheaper route, and it really isn't. You save about $5 or $10 after you buy the new filter and you buy the new oil.
And it's a possibility.
And it's time and labor, so it really is probably just easier to, you know, just go get it done somewhere.
You know what the move is, though? If you take the dipstick out, look at it, wipe it down, look at it again, you go, she's a quart low. And it seems like you know your way around a car.
Right.
I mean, I would hope everybody knows that. I would hope.
My kid's in shop right now, seventh grade. Webster didn't play, yo. Check yourself, Douglas.
Oh, good.
It's in the 314. What does it mean?
Check yourself. I don't know. I guess some schools do have it.
I think most do.
My kids never had it all the way through school. Never had it at all.
That's where the popular kids in Canton did their classes. It was backwards.
They went
to
shop?
Like, yeah. It's shop, woodwork, and yeah, they come out all hot and sweaty, and the girls would be loving it.
Really?
And
I would come out of schools.
I would come out of foods class high with like a little snickerdoodle basket. So I was a little bit different.
If I recall, at my high school, the kids that spent a lot of time in the shop weren't necessarily at the apex of the academic scale.
No, we were mostly dumb.
So you were a shop kid?
Yeah. So sweat is attractive to the girls of Canton?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you walked out, let's say you had a back-to-back. Now, this is, you had, like, shop and woodwork back-to-back. Mm-hmm. So you, like, changed oil in a car and, like, an F-150. Right. And then you made, like, a birdhouse. Oh. And you walked out sweaty, oily, carrying a birdhouse underneath your arm. Way better than, like I said, the snickerdoodle plate that I had.
Well, I can understand that. I think girls like a guy who can do something. Knows how to do something.
I can saute.
Cash them checks. Cash them checks. Tongue of a hummingbird.
Eighth grade shop.
That's all y'all need.
They were teaching us how to use a lathe, and a piece of wood flew off and hit old Scott's double field right in the head.
Scott's wrinkled ball sack?
No, Scott's double field. They had to carve him out of there, and he got like a plate in his head. It was a very serious accident.
We got a lathe one year, and people were so excited. They didn't know how to use it. They saw what it did. Everybody in class made nothing but baseball bats.
Craig Moffitt took some red food coloring in when we were using the power tools in shop. The one time I took the class and started screaming and put the red food coloring down, and they kicked us out of class for that. He pretended like he'd cut his finger off.
Well, now, guys, I feel like I might not be one of the most popular kids in Canton. Thanks. That's from Manchild 79.
Actually... You would be, we had my boy Lemon. He was.
Don Lemon?
Nah.
That's your guy.
Chet Lemon. Nah. Chet Lemon.
Oh, yeah. 84, Tigers. 84
yeah. Tigers. Tigers. Better yeah. than Don he went Lemon. There.
We had John Lemon. I think Manchild would be loved in Canton.
John Lemon, of course.
That's just my boy from Canton. I'm just giving him a random shout out. He has no idea. I'm
probably giving a shout out to anybody from your class in Kirkland.
Do you feel that based on some of the kids being spending most of their time in the shop, and then the wood shop, that you guys got a good foundation of an education that can help you meet the challenges of a ever technical society?
I would say not. I would say if you want a house built or a farm tilled or a car that needs some maintenance, absolutely. And we did this thing like you would go and get a group, put them in a bus, and they would go build a house, and then they would sell.
So what Cardinals did is like a bonding exercise this spring training.
They run an escape room, Tim.
I didn't do that because I was the third string ex-wide receiver my freshman and sophomore year, so I decided to try to get to that starting lineup instead of building
a house.
More
of a possession receiver?
So you kind of
third down
more
and maybe six, they'd go to you?
I'm kind of a Jason Hayward type, more of a rah-rah, you know, if there's a rain delay, you know, we kind of hype up the crew, and then I just put my helmet on and kind of dirty up the uniform and kind of act like I was in there.
And pretend like Rough you didn't weigh 111
pounds. Yeah, oh, I don't
so
even know.
So you're telling me you could take a bunch of Canton kids, put them in one of those microbuses.
And there was a teacher, obviously.
And they would be able to build a house in a day?
No, this would be a whole year.
So every day, instead of going to school, they would get on the microbus.
2 hours.
Seemed like slave labor to me.
It is, but you got 2 hours of credits being outside. Now, usually people would smoke cigarettes and the teachers wouldn't care. So, I mean, it was an outdoorsy activity that some people took advantage of. And I wish I would have.
Yeah, I wish I'd have done that kind of thing. I can think of a lot of classes I didn't need. I didn't learn anything. I was just there because they told me to take it. I would much rather learn something that would have actually helped me through my life.
I think making a lamp is going to make your life better. That's what we had to do. We had to make a lamp.
I think if you come out of high school and you knew basic electrical wiring, basic plumbing, basic car maintenance, basic home maintenance, I think you'd be a lot better off than sitting through that literature class where you read half the book and then BS'd your way through the test. Yeah, I think that'd be better education.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust Rocky Fasciolli in a class for basic wiring.
And unless you went into that field, you forgot it all. Because it was 1 year of class.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I built a hockey net. I knew what I was doing. I can't put an IKEA table together. I remember none of that.
How about Spanish? I took 4 years in high school. And all I can say is, mis zapatos son muy grandes, boop.
But you have to practice it. You have to talk it all the time. You can't just forget about it for 15 years and then think you're going to start speaking it again.
Puedo ir al baño.
Mm. Yeah,
Really? But anyway, it's going to be exciting to see who wins this email of the day.
Doug, that's how you put it. You put a cap on the discussion. A lot of people talking about their air filters. And Doug with Filter Easy.
Yeah. This works right into our shop class discussion.
See?
You could have learned how to change a filter. You guys change the filter in your furnace, don't you? Come on. You pull the filter out and you put it back in, right? You don't do that either.
Ann Marie does, though.
You make her do it?
Yeah.
Who buys it? Do you go out and get it?
Filter Easy actually delivers it to the house, and that's what makes Filter Easy so easy. As a matter of fact, Doug, it solves the number one problem with home air filters, forgetting to change them. Average homeowners change their air filters about 1 to 2 times a year, but you should be changing them a minimum of 4 times
quarterly.
A year. That's right. That's right. This is a physical reminder to make having clean air in your home easy and delivered to your door. You don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. You won't ever forget to change the air filters in your home again because there's one on your doorstep. Doorstep. Delivers
good
your
exact same thing.
It is. Delivers your exact size home filter to your door when it's time to replace. And it'll allow you to save 5 to 15% on home air conditioning costs by keeping your air conditioning and heating systems cleaner. You save on maintenance of your air conditioner, all with Filter Easy. Get started today. FilterEasy.com is offering all TMA listeners their first delivery of standard 1-inch air filters for free with free shipping. Never forget. So that's totally free. There isn't any catch there, Jack. Never forget to change your air filter again and visit FilterEasy.com/TIM or enter promo code TIM on the homepage. Doug, it's FilterEasy.com.
Boy, that sure sounds easy.
With Filter Easy.
Yeah.
Larry Nickel, 745, Derek Gould on the Cardinal staff editions. I'm excited about those changes. I love Willie McGee. I love Willie McGee. I like to see the Cardinals retire his number. Nobody wears it anyway. But Jose Oquendo is a guy who just seems to truly excite a number of players on the team. And that was the topic we would hear for the last couple of years when he wasn't on the bench, how he was missed. Yadier Molina's occasional Instagram posts, saw Colton Wong's excitement yesterday on the Twitter tweets. I think that's a real positive, and not one that I was expecting this offseason.
I had heard that the pressure was mounting on the Cardinals to bring Jose back. I don't know. Jose had moved out to Florida. He liked working with the kids. So I think this was coming. They had problems on the base paths and defensively, and he's a guy who I agree should be able to stabilize that right quick.
Well, was there anything more to it than just wanting to work with the kids? I know he had the couple of knee surgeries, and he loves to play golf all the time.
Yeah, he likes to shave strokes.
And he lives in the Jupiter area. What's not to like about that?
Right.
You know, if you could live near where you work in Florida, work with some kids, which is your passion.
Yeah, and Mazalak and Matheny both went down there. I guess maybe they had to talk him into coming back into the grind of the Major League travel and 162 games a year.
Yep.
I guess maybe he wasn't sure that he wanted to continue to do that.
Well, the door was always open. They had talked, you know, that they want him with the organization, but the door is always open to be back with the big club. But after the knee surgery, he wanted to be in Florida. Like I said, he moved there, and I think he got comfortable. But now I guess he figures time is right to come back, yeah. And it is a good thing for the team.
They probably made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
What do you mean?
A lot of money.
Sleep with the fishes if you don't take it?
No, a lot of money. A lot of cash to come back. Because I'm sure he had a pretty good life for himself down there in Florida.
Why don't we go down there?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
We could work with young, up-and-coming radio people.
Yeah.
Broadcasters. Guide them.
That's right.
So we'll get a...
Find a small AM station somewhere and just sit behind some of the guys spitting hot takes.
Here's how you write a check for your airtime. Right.
And here is how to tweet that your show is blowing up.
And here is how, when you bring in no revenue, you go to the local paper and bitch about getting screwed over. There you go. Anything else we can help you with?
There's
all right, let's go get 36
these
invoice.
These guys are some dumb mother.
Doug, yeah. My girlfriend had a dream about receiving oral from another hot femme. Was I dream-cucked, plowboy? And how should I move forward, Tim?
Doug, that comes from Mr. Tribbers.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no dream-cuck. Whatever you do in your dreams is off-limits to reality, in my opinion.
Okay.
Boy, just, you're coming through with some strong takes.
You're having a nice design air heating and cooling 7 o'clock hour. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. What?
Drains are just nonsense.
Tim, I just had a marketing thing hit me like a bolt of lightning.
I thought we just came up with a brilliant idea. Now we can all relocate to Singer
but this
Island.
Is for Filter Easy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm,
it's Filter Easy. We aim to please-y.
In bed.
Huh?
And in bed.
A bolt of lightning, Doug?
Why don't you bring that down to the upstarts in Florida and see if they can use that kind of marketing on their new show.
That's right.
Are people like, is anyone not thrilled that Kendo is back? Like, have you seen anyone? Because I've seen a couple things. Yeah, that's what they're going to say instead of getting a big bat. No, I don't think anyone is saying that. I think they're saying.
I would be shocked if the Cardinals aren't absurdly active this offseason.
Think they'll get a big bat?
No, I'm saying I would be shocked if they are not absurdly active. In other words, I would expect them to be, and I would be very surprised if otherwise. But this move, which I think has great intangible value, is not one that I knew about. When I interviewed John Mozeliak in his office yesterday for the podcast, or excuse me, last week for the podcast that debuted yesterday, we were just kind of BSing, I don't know, before or afterwards, and I knew he was going in and out of town. And I said, oh, where were you? And he said he was down in Jupiter yesterday. And this was, I guess we did the interview on Thursday. So the Derek Gould article, Derek Gould will join us at 8:30 on all this, makes reference to how both Mozeliak and Matheny went down to Jupiter to try and close the deal with Okendo. And I gather that's what they were doing last week. So that's to me, that is a major addition and one that, when we're analyzing what the Cardinals did in the 2017/18 offseason, is one that I will factor into the prognostication because I think it has that much value to so many guys on that team. And even those who haven't worked with him before, I think would find value in it.
And you talk with some of the young players. I mean, guys that have had a chance to work with him, some of the veterans who they got help from him along the way. They all rave about what he does with them. It's not a knock against any other coaches, but I think Okendo is special, and I do think you reap benefits, so it is good.
I can't imagine a coaching change they could make that would be more popular than this. Maybe you bring back Dave Duncan as a pitching coach. Maybe that would be right up there with the popularity that this. I don't think Duncan's going to do that, but I don't know that they've ever had an assistant coach more popular than Jose Okendo.
I think people would love it if they added you to the front office based on the fact that you're a baseball guy.
You get those blue caps back.
I was carved out of executive timber. Blue caps would definitely be back. On the road anyway.
Blue caps.
Guys, today is my wife's birthday. Her only wish is to watch Doug pound my boy hole. It's from the Jeffco Jackhammer.
Stupid tag. That's text.
Gay is a day is long.
Jeffco Jackhammer suspended. Let me do the paperwork.
I think that's a wife's wish. Do you think that that's
suspended? I guess it is. What does that have to do with Jose Okendo?
He just said it was his wife's birthday, this texter.
And what does that have to do with Jose?
Well, she has one birthday wish.
Well, I understand. What does it have to do with the coaches?
I'll
draw the parallel. Some people were wishing that Jose Okendo would come back. So this is a parallel wish.
Right. It isn't.
Not related, but parallel.
I don't think I've ever heard of that.
Excuse me?
The wife watching the husband bang a guy. I've never heard that.
Well, it's
there's a reason. It doesn't happen.
I would imagine it has happened.
I don't think it's
happened. I wouldn't consider it a mainstream thing, though.
No, I don't
Maybe I'm out of the loop.
I doubt it's happened.
Well, hopefully it starts happening more.
Hopefully not.
Tim, nice call on the over last night. That's from What in the Butt. Doug, did you watch any of the Redskins and Eagles?
Just a little bit.
Because that Carson Wentz is
Jordan
legit.
Reed. I needed a pretty big game from Jordan Reed.
And how'd he do?
I was playing Maurice in fantasy football.
Maurice isn't in our fantasy football league.
He is in the KMOV league.
I don't understand.
And I needed a big game from Jordan Reed. And sure enough, he gets a touchdown right there at the end. And I came up like 0.3 short of winning the game. Maurice had like 104.46 and I had 104.31 or something. That's how close it was.
But
Maurice
won.
I lost by like a yard.
Maurice won.
He won by like a yard.
All right, he won.
I kept Carr on the bench. He had 42 points.
Why'd you do that?
I started Carson Palmer. He had 3 points left with a broken arm.
You don't blame that on Maurice.
Computer problems. I tried to move Carr and the computer wouldn't let me.
It's time you held yourself accountable.
Well, most of it's due to malware.
What you finna do this weekend against the Southside Seamen? What you finna do?
This week?
We trend it up. We trend it up real
I got a couple of 500 clubs. That's all I got.
Brian Hoffman didn't know what the hell hit him this weekend. He said he wanted somebody inside of him, and I decided I'll be the one.
What? Mari. I knew that I had to have you inside me.
Yeah, well, here comes Amari Cooper.
Morning, cuties. Big purple dillies.
Ah, poor Hoffman.
Teehee. Teehee.
Well, he's feeling frisky.
Poor Hoffman. He doesn't need our world in his world.
He came in as a serious producer for Frank, and this is what it's evolved into.
Well, I think there was a couple of were a couple of days when we were at spring training.
He read the emails.
And he read the emails.
Doug.
And that's what turned him.
Yep. Happens to the best of them. Oh, wow, Doug, I had a super sexy time last night with you at the Eagles-Redskins game, especially at halftime in the boys' room. That Carson Wentz can straight ball, y'all. That's from Lindenwood Recreator. You're up in Philadelphia?
No.
Okay.
Lindenwood Recreator joins the suspension list.
Oh, it's active this morning.
Yeah, there's already three of them there. I want to thank Wright Business Products for branding the ink pens that I'm using to write these names into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension longule.
You were wondering, Doug, about where you can go and float. Well, I got an idea for you.
Where's that?
Presence Float Center. Do you know anything about it? Because I think you went a-floating.
I did go a-floating.
And I think the Plowhawk is a big floater.
It was yeah, but that's my lifestyle, you know, just kind of floating, hanging out.
I like
out.
That. When you don't say lifestyle, you say
you
lifestyle.
You can't smoke in there, though, can you?
Nah, but you can pregame out. Well, I'm not going to recommend that, but you can pregame. Not out in their parking lot, though.
You might consider that. You might consider it a lifestyle. They said there's people who come and do it all the time.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah. Like what's all the time? Like daily?
Like once or twice a week.
All right.
I remember Chris told me the longest float he did, and you will just float 3.5 hours. I'm pretty sure.
What goes on? Because a lot of people don't know what you're talking.
A lot of people fall asleep.
Really?
Well, first you go in there. They have 5 or 6 different rooms.
Are you nakey, eggs and bakey?
You have the option.
Oh. It's almost like taking a bath.
Are you totally 100% nude?
Well, you have earplugs.
Totally, 100% nude.
Yeah, but you have earplugs in to keep the water from going in through.
So you're glistening. Yeah. You're in there. You're glistening.
Well, there's not much glistening because it's totally dark.
Yeah, but before they turn the lights out, there's
totally
some
dark,
glistening.
And they play this real slow music, and you lie back on this salt water, and you don't sink, and they got this little pillow-type thing for your head, so you just stay there, and you completely relax. And because it's so dark and so relaxing, a lot of people just fall asleep.
Yep.
Can you feel the breath of your partner on the nape of your neck?
There's no one else in there with you.
I don't know if they're...
I guess you've misunderstood the whole purpose.
Now, you
of
told
this
me
thing.
When you were there, you had your friend paint you floating, which is...
No, you are the prince. You are the prince of misinformation.
That did not happen? It was someone else in it. Was it a legitimate mistake?
No one else told you that.
Has that happened before, where you have your partner paint you while you're floating? I'm sure it has. You may step.
It hasn't happened.
You're glistening.
But it would feel similar to like where you're just laying on like a lily pad, you know, just kind of chilling, hanging out. Yeah, you could have the option of being dark. There's lights on there if needed.
For painting.
You take a shower before and after to get all the oil off of you beforehand. So you get in there, you're nice and clean.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of just...
Wait, where'd the oil come from? Are you working...
You have oil on your skin.
You're sponsor.
No, I thought you came from like the auto shop.
No.
Do you have like a ton of oil on you when you...
Well, everybody has bodily fluids and oils and things on them, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So you wash yourself,
right? That's why you take a shower.
Well, mostly to get the sweat and the stink off, you know.
Oh yeah, well that's what you're getting off.
Especially after working in the shop,
guys. That option for being dark sounds nice. That comes from Manchild 79.
I mean, you can't see your hand in front of your face. You can't see anything at all.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
Yeah. So you relax and you totally kind of like unplug and just chill
out there. Yeah. Usually an hour, but it's lousy.
It does sound appealing. I got to tell you.
People go much longer.
Yeah, you have the option, but beginners, usually you do, you know, 30, 45 minutes up to an hour, and then you can extend it to a 90-minute session.
Wow.
Are we taking questions?
Yeah, one question, yep.
I don't know if it's, but if you have a partner or a friend with you, can they feed you Fig Newtons while you float?
That'd be fun.
You don't have a partner or a friend with you. It's not a place where you go to eat or paint.
But what if you're... hungry for Fig Newton.
So you wait until you're done.
Let's say you got a 2-hour sesh of floating.
Right.
There's got to be a snack.
You can get out and get back in.
Don't you think you can go 2 hours without eating a Fig Newton?
Maybe not. You know, you got to
This is a great spot, by the way.
You'll have to find something else.
I'll do a 1-hour sesh.
Without eating.
Yeah.
Because you can't take food in there.
And no painting.
There's no painting either.
Can you bring a partner if you want to double float?
I don't think so.
You That's can't double float now.
This is not about bringing partners to double float. This is about just kind of meditating. This is about being by yourself and totally relaxing.
Or if your partner's afraid to do it by themselves and you right. want to go with somebody.
Well, then don't do it. If you're afraid, don't do it.
Well, if you're afraid, then you could turn that light on and you have the tank lit up.
Why
and
would so you be afraid?
I'm not. Doug, I'm giving the option to people that are afraid.
What is there to be afraid about? Taking a bath? Yes, questions, Jim.
Now, can you bring headphones to listen to music? Or
I don't think so.
You can actually.
Can you podcast this program?
You can plug right. in your iPad or iPhone or anything. They have plugins, and you can choose your music. There are speakers. You can have the option of have like soothing like water and nature sounds, or you can play a playlist. Yes, Jim.
What if you have friends who are in the ABBA cover band? Can you bring them?
I don't know if you can. Maybe you can have them record you a mixtape.
This is not for cover bands. This is not for painting. It's not about glistening. It's not about eating Fig Newtons.
What's it about, bro?
It's about meditating and relaxing and finding an inner peace that way.
Well said.
This is what it's about.
Sorry, we got off track.
Can I read the information about it?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Do you mind here? It's a new listener rewards program that we have. Starting Monday, next Monday.
Okay.
Relieve your stress with 50% off. What now? Now you spit and it's coming out your nose.
Wait. Can you just go over the things that it's not about?
Okay, it's not about Fig Newtons. It's not about glistening. It's not about bringing a partner. It's not about cover bands. It's not about bringing your own headsets. It's about meditating. It's about relaxing, getting rid of all your stress.
Okay.
I'll start over. Starting Monday, the 30th, relieve your stress with 50% off a 75-minute session at Presence Float Center. That's a $49 value for only $24.50. Less than 33 cents a minute for what will be one of the most relaxing experiences of your life. Once you step into the saltwater pod and get comfortable, the soothing music will ease your mind and body, allowing you to enjoy a much calmer state than normal. You won't know where your body ends and the water begins. Your muscles will be totally relaxed and you won't even sense the passage of time. Presence Float Center is perfect for athletes looking to rejuvenate themselves, overworked professionals needing a break, veterans and first responders dealing with PTSD, and even local sportscasters who have a demanding relationship with lady journalism itself.
Nice.
So take advantage of this offer to get a 75-minute experience at Presence Float Center for 50% off starting on Monday the 30th. Just log on to InsideSTL.com and click on the Listener Rewards tab. Presence Float Center is out there in Town and Country. It's like 141 and Clayton Road.
You left the last bullet point.
What?
Act now. My wife, Fig Newtons are free.
They don't have Fig Newtons out
My there. Wife... is 8 months pregnant. She floated and loved it.
All right. A lot of
Good.
People love
Thank
it.
You.
The kind of thing, it's hard to understand until you do it. It's hard to picture the whole thing, and then you get in there and
I wasn't looking for your opinion on it, though. So, you guys know.
All right. I guess we're done with the commercial.
Where I can watch the Ken Burns Vietnam documentary?
I don't. I don't know. Oh, is this live, okay. Adam? I thought we were still on drop.
I did, too, yeah.
He's actually on the phone now. Sorry, we just had a drop of yours, and now the next thing I know, you're live on the phone.
I'm clearly on the phone right now. I'm responding to the comments you're making.
Okay.
So no one wants to talk about the poll where I was voted best caller, and let's not talk about that.
What poll?
Doug, did you see the poll on the fan page?
Of course not.
People were asked to vote for four callers for Mount Rushmore of callers into the show, and caller Adam won.
And who are the others?
Who are the others, Adam?
I don't remember. Bruce and Shoes was second, I think, and he's a great guy.
What about Big Al?
He was way low on that list.
I think Tucker might have got in there.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Rudy.
Oh, I miss Rudy.
Yeah. How many times did you vote, Adam?
So I'm just calling, say hi.
How many times did you vote?
Hey. He just called to say hi.
All right.
Sometimes people...
Tim, why don't you tell us about this big poll on the fan page? Adam won?
Look here, Doug.
How many people voted for that? I think Adam is a great caller. And sometimes he'll snipe me, too.
He's obnoxious as the day is long.
But he's funny. Harmless.
I don't think anybody's harmful, but he's just obnoxious.
He carved that thing we have over there by the window.
Did he really? Oh, that. I thought you were talking about the Missouri Tiger.
I didn't know that was him.
Carved Tim's name out of a piece of metal.
That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 16, 15, 16, 17.
How big a lemming do you have 19, to be to see
20,
it?
20, 21.
To see a piece of metal and say, boy, I bet Tim's name would look good in that. I'll carve it to him and deliver it to him. Boy, that's, he'll like me then.
I'm not so sure that that's carving, you know, with metal. There's another name for what, right?
Forging?
No, I didn't even think this forged. I think you're sawing a pattern out of a sheet of metal.
Well, that could be considered carving, I guess.
If you say so.
All right.
Now,
can we come up with a better verb?
And then once you're done with that, you're full of oils. So you have to shower up.
Well, you always are. Before you go into a pod where someone else is going to be later, you want to make sure that...
Doesn't the salt water kill a lot of the bad stuff?
I don't know what
bad stuff it kills. Because there are pools that don't have chlorine. They have salt water. And right. I think that that is
That's
a
the
natural
hot thing now with personal pool. People in backyard pools, people want salt water.
Is that right? Why is that? Easier maintenance.
Yeah.
Less chemicals.
Mm-hmm. It's like the hot tub at Hedo. Nothing can live in there. They kill everything.
What do they kill it with?
Chemicals, and the water's about 120 degrees.
Is it really?
Sometimes 120
it's almost
degrees
too hot
can
to get
make
in
it
sometimes.
A hotbed of...
They dump so many chemicals in there between
the afternoon
and then the evening when it gets filled up again.
You would think, too, after a while, those germs at Hedo build up a resistance. They become like a living being, like Godzilla.
Do they require a hepatitis shot before you go to Hedo? Maybe
after.
Or after. It's hot. It's not really hot.
It's kind of gross, actually.
Yeah.
A lot of pictures of Lena's Pizza on the fan page.
Yeah.
As I'm scrolling through.
That company sold out by now with all the pizzas the fan page people
bought. Got it, though, this weekend. I had to have it. Y'all have been talking about it, Doug.
Who cooked it for you? I know you wouldn't be able to figure that out.
A guy went to CBC, like, class of 99.
Until he put in the oven, figured out the temperature.
Right.
You wouldn't know how to turn a dial or punch a button.
Well, I do. I just don't have to.
I have a pizza oven you can have.
Really?
Yeah.
Going to give him your pizza
what?
Oven.
Well, I have an extra one.
Man.
Well, I can't find this damn ball.
Oh, here it is, Doug.
A big oven? A big, huge oven?
Mount Rushmore of TMA callers. Vote for four. Who's your Mount Rushmore, Doug?
Mike Lee.
Cut.
Jackie.
Rest in peace.
Rudy.
She received 26 votes.
Big Al.
What about caller Dan?
Caller Dan received 72 votes.
Yeah, he'd be up there. We don't hear from
That's
him very
one of
often.
My favorites.
Caller Adam Doug received 181 votes.
Nice.
And won. Tucker received 167 votes. Bruce and Shoes, 147 votes. And Mike Lee, 84 votes, just edging out caller Dan, 72 votes. Rudy, Larry Nickel, Biff, Douglas, Big Al, producer Joe is labeled as a caller. Jackie, Jim Edmonds, round out the top 10, 12.
Do we have an update from Mike Lee? Is he still a little sore at you for trying to take his gal pal?
Iggy, where does that stand?
I don't know. I haven't paid attention to it. It's not an issue
dismissal.
With me. I mean,
right,
it's
but
stupid.
You're a kind-hearted soul, and you know that there might be a misunderstanding, so I thought maybe you would have reached out and just said, look, we're just going to the concert. She's all yours, pal. We're just concert going.
I haven't even thought about it.
Iggy, that surprises me because you're a good soul.
But I just leave it alone because it's I don't understand it. You were right probably the other day when you said because he doesn't listen to the show, he doesn't podcast. Somebody probably texted him and said, "Hey, did you hear this? Just to cause trouble," and that's how it started. And
but
I think
now
that's
he
wrong.
Believes it, and so now he's upset. I thought you might reach out. No, that might be the nice Doug. Can we get a ruling on this? Should Iggy reach out to Mike Lee in some sort of fashion, even though Iggy's intentions are not anything bad? Just to let Mike Lee know that he is not trying to get in the way of his romance.
Yeah, I think that'd be a nice thing to do.
Iggy, that'd be a nice thing
to do. I think he already did
that,
though, when Mike called.
Yeah, but Mike was, that was like the first day Mike found out and he was spitting mad. Sometimes you're not rational.
Well, out of the 50 calls that he made to Cletus during the golf tournament, or the match Friday, I just said, just tell him that we're going to a concert. We're just friends. There's nothing there. Just ease his mind.
And did that work?
I don't know. I haven't followed up. I haven't actually thought about it.
Now let me ask you this. This woman, if she somehow connects with you at the concert, would you say, no, I'm sorry, ma'am, this is not going to happen because of my respect for Mike Lee? Or would you go ahead and engage?
Thank you. Thank you for the delicious boner.
I really don't know how to answer that.
Well, I think you just did. I think you just
did. Yeah, you just did a little bit.
Well,
you're making him uncomfortable. He's going just as a friend with this much younger girl.
It's a scenario. I asked him about a scenario.
Almost every girl I go out with is much younger.
Also
it's hard not to be.
You don't like a gal your age?
Well, most of them are deceased.
I don't know many girls my age.
Football so hard.
I think Rue McClanahan was the last, and we lost her last year.
How much younger a gal have you dated? What's your record? What's your record there?
I don't know. Age is just a number.
Huh.
I don't worry about age.
Like, you know, you haven't had a date with a girl in her 20s lately, have you?
No.
30s?
I like cookies.
What do you consider a date?
Damn, Gina.
Well, going out to dinner or movie or something.
Dancing?
Concert? Maybe?
At one time, I experienced
the last
vagina.
One just turned 30, so she wouldn't be in her 20s.
Just anymore. Turned 30. Yeah. Oh.
I just...
It's impressive.
No, it's not.
Football so hard.
It's impressive.
It's just that I go out with people I have fun with. I don't care about age.
I didn't know you knew her well.
Just from when she was doing the show over at 920, and mm-hmm, then we connected a couple of times at, the last time I saw her, I was on when Cucky was doing a show.
The Changing Station,
The Changing
Doug.
Station, and they asked me to be on the show at some bar down in Soulard, and she was there, and we hung out. We've talked, but, you know, I'm not great friends with her. It's not like, but she's fun to be around. She's cool.
Now, what happened to your relationship with Seika? I remember you two had hit it off a few years
back. I haven't talked to her in a while. I think she's living down in Arkansas somewhere.
Seika lives in Arkansas?
I think so.
Good for her.
Hey, I mean, I've worked with Seika.
Would you date Seika, Iggy?
Would I?
Yeah.
Again, what do you mean date?
Just go out with her.
You'd probably bang her, but
dinner dancing.
No, she's happily married. She's in this guy.
Oh, she is.
Oh, this guy's a power hoosier. But
hard
she's
to
happy.
Believe. Hope he's not streaming.
Yeah, like Merle.
Merle Weigel.
Yeah, he wasn't happy with us.
No.
Doug Design Air is the sponsor of the 7 o'clock hour. It's important to have your furnace checked every year to ensure safe and efficient operation, so I recommend you call Design Air. I've been serving St. Louis since 1904. Seth Goldkamp and his family are fourth-generation owners. Design Air technicians don't work on commission, and they provide fast and friendly maintenance or emergency service. Doug, the cat, and I are all Design Air customers. Call them at 314-739-1600. Again, that's 314-739-1600, or go on designairservice.com. It's going to be like 74 is the high on Thursday, and then the high is like 48 on Friday.
I know. It's coming.
This is a crazy weather system.
F this, Jack.
I heard they put it down to 68 on Thursday.
No.
Yeah, it's going to be a chilly one.
Again, that's 314-739-1600 at designairservice.com. Design Air is the number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Look, everybody, it's Larry Nickel. Morning, Larry.
Oh, hello, Larry.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
Well, I was looking forward to the halftime Facebook Live last night, and kind of disappointing for me and Jameson when you canceled it, and you said it was because of too much nitwittery. What was going on?
Hello,
Larry.
Doug, can you hear him?
Larry!
What, Doug?
I didn't know you were there.
Well, I am here.
Okay.
And you're there.
Well, okay. Well, Tim asked a question. We didn't hear anything from you.
God, that's like Carl Sagan. So, yeah, there was too much nitwittery?
Yeah, it's kind of like the 7 o'clock hour is sponsored by Design Heat and Air.
Design Air.
Now I just have a train.
Right. Natural.
That's what happens on my pre-show on my Facebook. That's what happens during my Facebook Live pre-shows.
What happened?
And then...
He said, what happened?
Hard to stop a train.
Right.
We have that audio if you want to. I mean, we had the Facebook Live, but we can't.
All right, let me take a listen here so I can get a better understanding of what happened. Larry, I'm going to call timeout. I have two left. Go ahead.
Hit the lever.
What do you mean, shut it? And now I don't have a towing, so don't even go there. I'm not telling you anything about my shrub, Alan Tinker, or I have to block you when I get off. Yeah. Candace is a hottie. You know, she is married. I will not take my shirt off, Jeff. I use body wash on everything except my backside.
Oh,
I use bar soap for my backside. Oh, I would do Medusa Michelle if she wasn't married. Aaron Rodgers would not wrestle. He's out of football. Rollins not at Alton. It is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Right now, it's the Dodgers and the LA Dodgers and the.
I'm horrified by this backside comment, Tim.
I'm turned on.
All right, Larry, let me ask
the LA Dodgers and the Astros, I got Kane and Walker. I don't need a scooter.
All right, Larry, I'm sorry. So you use body wash on everything except on your backside? What was that comment about? Mm.
Well, somebody asked me about body wash or bar soap.
Yeah.
And I answered that I use body wash on everything except my backside.
And then you have separate bar soap for that?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that makes perfect sense.
That thing has seen tonight.
And that is the net really I'm talking about.
And specifically, the questions about body wash and bar soap?
And other stuff like the usual once a dinner or taking my shirt off and stuff like that.
Why do people want you to take your shirt off so badly?
Maybe because they want to see me naked or topless.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of a cause and effect right there.
Isn't it topless?
Yeah, it's topless.
Now, you have the option of not answering those questions, right?
Yeah, but I did what you said. Yeah, I did not look at the comments or swipe them. But what? For the people who have legitimate questions. Yeah,
all right, I have a legitimate question for you right now. This is off the menu. I'm sorry, Tim, but
go ahead,
I have to ask this. Well, with Halloween approaching, give us your four Mount Rushmore trick-or-treat candies. Top four, your Mount Rushmore of trick-or-treat candy, no hedging and go.
That'll be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Snickers, Payday, and of course, the all-famous Kit Kat.
Did he say the Sklar Brothers?
Kit-Kat. The Omega Nut Bar.
Right.
Good answer. Yeah. Though, there, I think our work is done.
That is a legitimate question that I keep looking for. Oh.
Thank you.
Larry, when you attended the WWE event on Friday, what would you say the highlight was? Because I saw so many people taking pictures of you. It was like George Clooney was out there and walking around in your body.
Well, that's true, but the highlight of my night was sitting ringside.
How'd you get that ringside seat?
Thanks to the staff at InsideSale.com, mainly the Sea Monster and Danny Packer.
Nice. I mean, you're like front row?
I was the third row back in Section C.
Nice.
Football so hard. Larry,
I always fall so hard.
I know that. Take a listen to this clip, Doug. You won't believe what happened last night on the WWE.
Right over here on the flagship show, Monday Night Raw, Brock Lesnar has eaten through the single most stacked heavyweight division in the history of WWE. That fact is undisputed. But you, Jinder Mahal, the make-believe Maharaja, with the sing sing-along brothers standing behind you doing my shtick of introducing you? Are you kidding me? You're not Brock Lesnar's equal. You're not Brock Lesnar's contemporary. You're not Brock Lesnar's counterpart on SmackDown Live. You're not even a worthy pretender to the throne of being WWE champion. When we think of WWE champions, we think of Bruno Sammartino, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man Randy Savage, Ric Flair, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, John Cena. And ladies and gentlemen, my client, Brock Lesnar.
Wow. Puts it in perspective, doesn't it, Larry?
Yes, it does. And here's the lowdown on that.
Cut that off.
Last week on SmackDown Live, Jinder Mahal challenged Brock Lesnar to a champion versus champion match at Survivor Series. And as the clip clearly states, after the fact, that Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman accepted the challenge. But here's the spiel. When they did the superstar shakeup,
the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, which they demoted back to the WWE Championship, went to SmackDown Live, and Dean Ambrose was still the champion. But in my opinion, these are just my opinions.
Right.
They are not those. I'm probably not a fan, and I'm going to tell you more than after. Right. They should unify the Universal title and the WWE World Heavyweight title to rename it the WWE Undisputed World Heavyweight Championship again.
What's that?
Well, who then would be champion of the universe?
Well, they'll figure that out when they get to that point.
Okay, Doug, sorry.
So, okay. Anyway.
All right, then. Anything else happened big on the show that we missed?
All right, see y'all later.
Okay. Well, Larry, here's something that we have to get to. I didn't know how to react. Doug and I talked about it this weekend. Somebody tweeted at The Rock. Doug, you know him as Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Ben Pobudjay. Do you know Ben?
Yeah, Ben Pobudjay.
Ben Pobudjay. He tweeted at The Rock, Dwayne, wrestling isn't real. It's time you knew. And The Rock, perhaps on the Mount Rushmore of WWE wrestlers in history, responded, I like the dry wit. Correct. I do, in fact, know wrestling isn't real. Mm. That's why I said, have fun. I also know you can go, and then he used the F word, and I don't know how to explain that to my son, yourself. Larry, your response to Dwayne The Rock Johnson saying, correct, I do, in fact, know wrestling isn't real.
Whoa.
Well, that was never on the whole spiel.
yeah, it does kind of put a damper on it, doesn't it? Sorry you had to hear that, Larry.
Sorry about what?
That wrestling isn't real?
Well, an opinion is like a nose. Everybody has one.
But this is The Rock saying, correct, I know that wrestling isn't real. Where do you see any gray area there?
Well, I know that if people are currently in the WWE on the last case, sporadically, he can say that stuff without getting any repercussions. But the WWE hierarchy always tells the wrestlers to not let people know that wrestling is fake.
Wait a minute. So you just admitted that you know it's fake. You but just said that. You said that the higher ups tell their people not to let people know that it's fake.
God, this is like Tom Cruise and Jack Nicholson.
Oh, wow.
For a second and or third time since I've been doing the WWE Wrestling Recap, sponsored by Jermaine's Enterprises, I'm the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Answer the question, sir.
I'm getting to that, Cap.
Sorry to yell, Larry. You know I'm very fond of you.
Yeah. I believe that it's fake. For the second or third time.
Oh, my word.
Are you saying because you're an insider and because you make a living off the WWE, you didn't want to go public with your beliefs until this very moment?
Right.
Wow.
Oh, my.
The watershed moment on this.
It's hard for me to. Doug, I feel like suddenly up is down, hot is cold, and spicy is bland.
Right.
Our world just got rocked.
Oh, I know.
I'm saying this off to TMZ when we're done.
Okay.
He seems all right with it.
Larry, so you've been acting like you thought it was real for the last 10 years?
Yes.
Wow. Very
nice. This is
big news. It's like Meryl Streep of phone calls into the station and other stations.
Yes, Phil.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. How about top five?
I feel like we've broken him.
And please make Paul Reiser number two, if you don't mind.
Okay. Okay. Number five, Russia.
Cup.
Hacking.
Number four, South Korea.
Hacking.
Number three, that's a tie between Jerusalem and Israel.
Love it.
Number two, Paul Reiser.
Love it. Hey. Great list.
Number one, United States of America.
Wow. Good. Good, 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 good.
You stole the show today, sir. Larry, thank you.
Frank will be talking about this at 10. You know that.
The whole wrestling community worldwide.
They need to visit my buddy Ryan Kelly.
Why?
Because he does home loans.
Okay.
And if anybody wants to refinance on a current home loan or get a new one, I have three ways to get a hold of him. You can either visit his world headquarters on Brentwood Boulevard in Brentwood, Missouri, or you can call him at 314-781-9700 or the homeloanexpert.com. Ryan Kelly, Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Doug, think about it.
All right. Yeah, I've been saying that for years.
Larry will be talking about the WWE recap on October 24th, 2017 for ages.
As they will, Tim.
Larry Nickel, everybody, the best in the business. God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
All right, thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Larry. Great work.
Thank you. Stay tuned for more of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. I'm not in the fan cave, and there's 1057HT2 at NISDL.com.
He always does, and I appreciate it, but I mean, I've been thrown to breaks for years.
He likes
15
to do
years.
It.
I've been
doing. Well, he likes to do it.
Yeah, I know. It's good practice. It's a Lewis and Clark thing. Doug, how do you react to that?
It's stunning. I think we're all kind of at a loss for words that he knows that it's not on the level. He knows.
And so many times he puts you in your place for saying it was fake, and now he's agreeing with you.
I feel like, Tim, there's like a storm in my soul over
this.
Yeah,
I don't know how to
react
to it. I don't know how to react to it. Larry Nickel, just acknowledging that he knows wrestling is fake, but has been acting like it's real for the last 10
Maybe
years.
Protect his job.
We got to take a break. Come back with Derek Gould at 8:30 on the Cardinals hiring Willie McGee and Jose Oquendo. Coming back, all of that is coming your way here on 590 The Fan, KFNS.